You listen to Jay Is Gone, written by Astrid Korten, spoken by Joel De Venta, produced by Audio for You. Enjoy to listen.
Chapter 1, Wednesday, November 2nd, 2016. Even though she'd looked him directly in the eyes, Silly couldn't remember what he'd looked like after it happened. She knew he'd been wearing old hiking boots, but that was all. His age, skin color, hair, eyes, height, or anything that could have even remotely described him had all been wiped from her memory. She had passed him while cycling through a city park along the path leading to the local swimming pool. It happened late on Tuesday night, just before midnight. She'd finished work at the Cat Cafe on Main Street for the evening and was heading home. When she first moved to Aachen from the nearby town of Düren nearly a year ago, she'd lived in an apartment outside the city center and was always very careful. She never rode her bike alone through the city or any of its many parks when it was dark, instead making sure that someone went with her. Sometimes she would even spend the night with a friend to avoid the dark route home. Nearly 1 year later, after nothing had happened and she had started to trust the locals, she now rode her bike wherever and whenever she wanted. That night, she cycled past the monument in the big city park, slightly tipsy after enjoying the 2 glasses of wine that she always treated herself to after hours. She was pedaling along when a man suddenly caught her attention. He was just standing there, staring at her intently and not moving a muscle. She was used to having men stare at her and could often feel their eyes undressing her, be it at work in the cafe or when out and about. She normally just made fun of them or shrugged it off. However, there was something in the eye of this observer that made her feel nervous. She would go on to say that his aura didn't seem quite right. One moment his eyes shone with indescribable love, and then they suddenly switched to a look that she, after some consideration, would call pure madness or ice-cold hatred. She averted her gaze immediately to avoid paying him any attention. A taxi was waiting for a passenger nearby, and the restaurant on the corner was still open. If anything were to happen, there were people there who could help her. It wasn't long before she had pushed the man out of her mind and instead made space for happy thoughts. Thoughts of John, the young American student who worked with her at the cafe and made her heart flutter. He'd offered to take her home, but she'd said no. Like her mother always said, never say yes too quickly. She needed to let him pursue her a little bit longer. She was a student who not only knew the rules of dating, but was also able to implement the essential tactics to her advantage. With John on her mind and her feet on her pedals, which were pretty much turning by themselves, she made her way closer to the park exit. The events that followed took place within a matter of minutes, but she was able to remember every single detail. Everything but his face, that is. Silly felt him grab her ponytail from behind, his hand tightening around her long, dark hair like an iron clamp. She turned to face him and saw that it was the man who had stared at her with that strange look of longing in front of the monument. She opened her mouth to scream, but no sound came out. After kicking her bike away, he started slapping her in the face, not holding back. He whispered words that she couldn't understand. She thought about her teeth, her beautiful straight teeth that had never seen a brace and had no gaps whatsoever. She couldn't remember the pain. Instead, she could clearly recall falling off her bike and onto the floor and thinking, this is it. Although she had read about rapes, murders, and psychopaths who appeared out of nowhere and attacked innocent passersby for no apparent reason, she'd always chosen to reject the thought that such things could actually happen in real life. And even then, lying helplessly on the floor, she asked herself if there was any way she could escape reality, or at least turn back time an hour or so. "Try to get up, my child," she could hear her mother say. But try as she might, he soon put a stop to it by kicking her right in the face with his mangy old hiking boot. She could taste a mixture of dirt and blood. He was speaking to her again in a snake-like hiss, but she couldn't understand him. She tried to use her hands to protect herself, but his foot was quicker. She could hear the bones in her face as they broke, sounding like carrots or bamboo snapping in half. "Scream, my child! If somebody attacks you, you have to make as much noise as you can." "Mom!" She tried to scream, but only a whisper came out. Her voice sounded so raspy, so powerless.